Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome. I was about to say good afternoon, but it's definitely way past that. My name is Pia Hansen. I'm with the Association of Maternal Child Health Programs, AMCHIP. We are based in Washington, D.C., and I have the privilege of presenting some work on behalf of some of our state and community teams that did a project looking at the impact of racism on infant mortality. This was a Kellogg-funded project, and this was really a collaborative between three different organizations. And so before I delve into the presentation, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about who those organizations are. Some of them are represented in the room today, and so I want to highlight them for two reasons. The first is because as we get to the Q&A, if I don't have time to answer your questions, there's probably someone that's sitting next to you that can answer the question. And then I'd also like to use that as an opportunity to invite my colleague up who's going to co-present with me. So Joanne or Deborah from National Healthy Start, did either of them make it just yet? Okay. And then other colleagues from AMCHIP, I see Andrea is in the back. And then colleagues from CityMatch. Denise Pekka is in the back, and then with that, I would like to invite my colleague Maureen up, who is going to co-present. Do you want to wait and come up later? Okay, sounds good. So we only have, I think, a total of 20 minutes, which kind of includes some of our Q&A at the very end. So I only have about 15 minutes, which is really not a lot of time to go over all of the accomplishments that the teams had throughout their course of the project. So the way that I want to spend my time today is to really kind of give you a high-level overview of the project, what it was, who were some of the players in the project, and then I want to spend the bulk of the time talking about some of the main accomplishments from these 11 teams. And then I would like to conclude with sharing some of their challenges, and some of their recommendations, and then also some of the partner challenges and recommendations in the event that any of you are thinking to do similar work in your own states and communities. And then we've got just a few resources that that I would like to share with you, again, just because I'm not going to be able to go into much depth about what these teams have done. So the project, PEDM, again, let me go back here. If you look up at the top, it's the Partnership to Eliminate Disparities in Infant Mortality. This was, a Kellogg-funded project. CityMatch was the lead on this, and then AMCHIP and National Healthy Start Association were subcontracted through CityMatch to do this work with two different sets of state teams. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. Our vision statement was to eliminate racial inequities contributing to infant mortality within U.S. urban areas. And the Action Learning Collaborative Model, which is how the teams worked together in their teams, had the mission statement to increase capacity at the community, local, and state levels to address the impact of racism on birth outcomes and infant health. And so you'll also see interspersed throughout the presentation are some pictures that we took at some of the various team meetings. So I'm going to talk about two different ALC projects. There's going to be an ALC-1 that had six teams and an ALC-2 that had five teams. I think I'm going to talk maybe about some of the highlights from the first round, and then I'll invite Maureen to come up and talk about highlights from the second round. This was a competitive process. And so teams applied to participate in this. It was an 18-month intensive technical assistance process. And so what exactly did we ask our teams to do? Just a few bullet points here. We asked them to identify and leverage local capacity to advance the work that they were going to be doing. We asked them to create and implement strategic plans. Throughout the process, we worked with them to develop, to implement, and to evaluate action plans that would address address racism's impact on birth outcomes. And we did this through a series of tools that were developed by CityMatch called MAPS exercises, which, correct me if I'm wrong, are available on the CityMatch website. So you can, okay, Denise is shaking her head. MAPS stands for the Mapping Action Planning Strategies. And then at the end of their projects, we asked them to disseminate their individual projects to the community and then also through national conferences such as APHA. the partners. So AmChip, City Match, National Healthy Start, what exactly did we commit to doing? We committed to providing these teams with technical assistance. So there was a series of on-site meetings, lots of all-team calls, which was a great way for them to connect with each other and share some best practices about what was happening, also about what wasn't happening so well. They could lament with each other and figure out strategies to overcome that. We provided team liaison assistance, and then again, just various platforms for information sharing. We helped them to evaluate their program. We did this, again, this is City Match that took the lead on this. The partnership self-assessment test, which we call the PSAT, and the Wilder Collaboration Inventory, really assessed their capacity to work together as a team. This was important because, of course, when you're dealing with something like racism, you want it to see where folks stood and their ability to work together about this type of topic. Also, tons of process evaluations, and then we also committed to disseminating the findings through publications and national meetings. One of the last slides that I'm going to share with you are two of the resources that we have produced. So ALC1, so this was our first set of six state teams that worked together for 18 months. This was from between 2008 and 2009, and then we had the second group that we brought on between 2011 and 2012. And so I want to highlight just some of the amazing things that some of these teams did. Let me just ask before I delve in actually any deeper, are anyone from the ALC teams present? Okay. All right. Again, some of the resources I'm going to share with you at the end will have a lot more of what these guys did. So you'll see that there are a few common themes that some of these teams did. One of the ones that they really got a lot out of, and we could not provide enough time, support, money for them to be able to do, was to participate in the Undoing Racism training that was done by the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond out of New Orleans, Louisiana. So the Los Angeles team not only participated in this, but they were actually able to incorporate some of the work into many of their other local projects. We asked the teams to have membership that consisted of a state health department person, a local health department person. They also had to have someone from National Healthy Start on their team. And then from there, they could kind of play with what was going to be the best fit for their team. So we had some representatives from housing that were on the teams, and then some that brought transportation to the teams as well. One of the other pretty great things that Los Angeles team did that they wanted to report on, you'll see this in the book, was that they also hosted a workshop, the Commission to End Healthcare Disparities, and they used this to help educate some of their professionals on solutions to improve quality of care for racial and ethnic minority patients. This project ended again in 2011. Maureen will talk just a little bit, or no, maybe I will talk just a little bit about next steps and how we're following up with some of these teams and some of the great work that they have done. Aurora, Colorado, another one of the teams from our very first ALC, completed both phase one and phase two of PPOR, which is perinatal periods of risk, if you are not familiar. And they also did a lot of community-based participatory research with some of their target population. One of the great things that they were tooting their horn about is the fact that they have turned this project actually into a 501c3. And still to this day, they are actively seeking funding to help move this work forward. So very exciting stuff happening in Aurora. Pinellas County, Florida, you'll see that this project, we're kind of all over the U.S. with doing some of this work. Established connections between their government, community, and educational institutions. And so you'll see, again, another common theme is the fact that their teams here are really using a multi-sectorial approach to how they're engaging community members and stakeholders about talking about racism and its impact on birth outcomes. They also partnered with YWCA's National Stand Against Racism Day. It was through this project that they actually began participating in that, and so they were, one of the things that they had said here was, had it not been for this project, that they would not have had a hand in that, and so we take a little bit of credit for the fact that they're working together with those partners. Columbus, Ohio. This was really great. They completed and launched a DVD for providers, All Babies Matter, Understanding the Impact of Racism on Infant Mortality. I believe that we have a link for that DVD, but I think that's right, that is found in the one of the resources guides, and so you'll all have access to that. This DVD was part of a package that the Ohio Federal Official Congressional Visit back in 2012. So, again, just some of the innovative ways that they are highlighting racism and spreading the word. They also organized a statewide conference to build their efforts to address racism on its, and its impact on birth outcomes. And then the ALC was instrumental in advocating for a standalone recommendation in the state's report to address the impacts of racism on infant mortality. Chicago, Illinois hosted several different groups to view the Unnatural Causes documentary. They had over 500 participants, and then they were able to launch lots of focus groups to talk about the videos after they aired and engage the community in discussions about racial inequities. And then I think Milwaukee might be the very last one from the very first round of ALCs. The Milwaukee took a strong interest in engaging fatherhood involvement. And so one of the things that this ALC team did was to develop the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative Summit titled Ready to Die, which focuses on the psychological impacts of racism. Through this work, they emphasized infant health, and presented at the Black Health Coalition's three-day summit. This was just a few years ago. We'll be following up with some of those teams, and again, I'll talk a little bit about that after we go through some of the main highlights from the second ALC round. Lena, was that a...
7.5.
Okay.
Okay, so I am Maureen Gutierre with CityMatch, and in the interest of time, I will quickly tell you what CityMatch is all about. We are a national membership organization for urban MCH leaders and health departments. And in my capacity at CityMatch, I work on various projects that seek to promote the health of women and babies in U.S. urban areas. And I will quickly go through some of the highlights of our second ALC and then talk about team and partner recommendations. So Boston, Massachusetts, they held a few focus groups with four target audiences. So pregnant and parenting teen women, pregnant and parenting adult women, teenage fathers and adult fathers. And using the information they got from these focus groups, they developed a community campaign called What a Community Can Do for a Pregnant Woman to move this work forward. Fort Worth, Texas, they really engaged their community by holding forums where they shared data on infant mortality in their urban area. And then with technical assistance from CityMatch, they used some qualitative research methods to further engage them and ask them so that they could really own the process on what they as a community could do to improve birth outcomes. The state of Michigan decided to include six of their Healthy Start sites and go into this work as a state team as opposed to one urban team. And some of the work that they did included creating a toolkit for community providers as well as consumers to use to kind of promote that dialogue on race and racism as well as privilege and equity. They also developed a PRAMS-like survey that was specific to Native Americans. And these was a little different in that they added questions related to social determinants of health, reactions to race, and experiences in accessing healthcare. New Haven used the documentary called Race, the Power of an Illusion to provide context for having this conversation with their community partners. And they used that to launch some focus groups to just talk about how racism impacts birth outcomes. They also completed phase one and two of PPOR for both the city of New Haven and the state of Connecticut using data from 2000 all the way to 2008. New Orleans, they trained their local MCH professionals on the undoing racism training, so they thought that was very important. That was very, very well received. They also developed a communication strategy that allowed partners to just be able to speak the language to any audience they were working with. And with this, they were able to identify a few opportunities where there was potential for change. So some of the challenges that our teams experienced included achieving cohesiveness as a team. It was challenging to, first of all, come up with the right people to invite to the table and then continue fostering that connectedness to keep working on this. Talking about race and racism is not always the most palatable discussion, so that was kind of sensitive, talking through that with various people. The role of local politics was very, very important in this work. So a lot of people didn't want to talk about it. They thought, this is too sensitive, we can't use the word race or racism. So they experienced a lot of just pushback. Some people were very willing to talk about it, some were not. These action learning collaboratives were 18 months long. So that's not a very long time to come up with strategies for achievable short-term solutions. And it's important to continue looking for money to keep this work going. So that was a big challenge. And some of the teams experienced a really high rate of turnover. So what they recommend, don't be afraid to talk about race and racism as it impacts whatever health topic you're looking at. Seek political support in your community. These turned out to be very, very important, and we could tell the differences where we had a lot of support and where we didn't. Get whatever data you have, use it. It's very useful in making your case for why you're doing this. And identify and leverage other stakeholders in your community who are doing this work. You're all working towards the same goal. Work together. We have limited resources. Make sure your community is engaged from the very beginning, and include fathers. We often forget fathers in this discussion, and they're very, very important. As partners, some of the things that we experience among the three of us, staff turnover in the project. I think P&I came in the beginning of the second, the second ALC. Again, the 18 months was not very long to be able to help teams come up with strategies, implement, and then look at achievements. So that was a little challenging, as well as following up with each of the 11 teams. Some are very active, some for various reasons not so much, so it's been a little challenging following up with each of them. And we all know there has been a lot of push on actually having empirical data, so sometimes these may undermine the importance of addressing social disparities of, social determinants of health, so it's something we constantly struggle with. What we recommend, be flexible. These work changes on a day-to-day basis, so be flexible, but also make sure that as you're being flexible, you are continuing the vision and the mission of what you're working on. Remember to celebrate every little achievement. Anything little that we achieved really did help advance the work. And we really wanted to recognize the efforts of the teams and the communities, because they were doing these above and beyond what they already had on their plates. We didn't offer them any funds, and they were great, and we wanted to make sure that we recognize that. Yep.
One other thing that I just wanted to highlight before I move on to some of the next steps. So all of the teams entered the project with they entered at very different places, and they entered for very different reasons. Many were really ready to talk about racism and impacts on improving birth outcomes. Many thought that they were, but when they got into it, they realized that they were not even comfortable using the word racism, and they would find other creative ways to talk about what they were doing to the community. Many folks in the community weren't ready to engage in the conversation, and so a lot of the teams had to change. The teams themselves had to be very flexible with how they presented this. And I've often likened this to a race. And I've said before, you know, if you think about it as a race, we had some teams that were in the race, they were dressed, they maybe couldn't see the finish line, but they were giving it their all, and they were definitely headed in the right direction. And we had some teams that were still in the locker room looking for their shoes. And it was truly everything in the continuum. And so we did learn to be quite flexible. We thought that we were entering this to have some impact, to, you know, reduce some numbers and to eliminate disparities. And then we really had to meet the teams where they were, which was quite a challenge for the teams, and it was quite a challenge for the partner organization. So next steps, we're going to be disseminating two different books. The first is available on City Match and AmChip's website. The second is, the link should be coming soon. This highlights all of the different planning tools that the teams utilize throughout the process. It's got all of their challenges, all of their strategies, all of their recommendations listed. And so you can go there. I think actually City Match and AmChip also have copies, and so feel free to contact me or Maureen. We'd be happy to mail them to you also. And then lastly, just a few pictures of some of the very hard work that these guys were doing. I think I made it. Okay.